So is there any punishment for suicide?
Yeah, again, you know, we could say at one level the law of karma involves punishment. But it's not exactly punishment, it's simply reaction. You know, if I hit my head against the wall is not punishing me. It's simply that is a reaction to what I have done. So like that, when we destroy the body, actually the body is not something which we have created. It is a gift given to us by God. And when you destroy it, there are some reactions to that. But generally, you know, when a person is suffering, a person becomes suicidal, you know, the thought that you will be punished for suicide, that is not really the best way to deter them from that. If somebody is committing suicide, it's a sin, don't do that. No, rather than we have to be understanding, give them a sensitive ear and help them feel valued, cared. So actually, the biggest reason for suicide is often a materialistic conception of life. Because at a material level, if things go wrong, and if I have nothing except material understanding of life, then I feel, what is the point of living? But if you have a spiritual understanding of life, then we understand that no matter how many things go wrong in my life, you know, Krishna still loves me. Krishna still cares for me. And in turning to Krishna and relating with Krishna, I can actually find peace and joy even now. And that way, we need to... So it is true that there is a reaction to destroying one's body. But the healthy way to approach life is not just to be avoiding things because there are bad reactions to that. The healthy way to approach life is to make constructive choices because there is so much enrichment, there is so much benefit available through that. So when somebody becomes very depressed and is becoming suicidal, you know, if they can connect with Krishna, then they experience the spiritual joy that comes along by connection with Krishna, then they can acquire a new meaning and purpose for their life. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yeah.